for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Plans to reduce congestion on Marion Road between Cross Road and Anzac Highway will progress swiftly if Labor wins the election, according to a federal-state ALP pledge. Flanked by federal and state MPs, Labor's candidate for the marginal electorate of Boothby, Louise Miller-Frost, promised to get moving on the troublesome Marion Road. State and federal Labor will split the $400 million funding bill to remove the Marion Road level crossing and upgrade the intersections with both the Anzac Highway and Cross Road. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. The odds now favour an official interest rate increase on Tuesday, the start of what will likely be a series that could run to Christmas as the Reserve Bank of Australia combats blisteringly strong inflation. An increase of at least 0.15% or 15 basis points is expected to be revealed by the RBA at 2:30pm following a Sydney board meeting. The RBA's so-called cash rate is currently at a record low of 0.1% and hasn't been lifted since 2010, when it was bumped from 4.5% to 4.75%. Since then, it has been cut 18 times, most recently in November 2020. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A suburban community is rallying behind two children left orphaned after a tragic car crash that claimed the lives of their parents in India. More than $180,000 has been raised to help bring 9-year-old Bhavagna and her 6-year-old brother Palveeth home to Adelaide, as well as helping with their recovery. The Flagstaff Hill family had just landed in India and were in a taxi on a trip to their hometown when tragedy struck. The taxi driver and two children were injured in the accident and were treated at hospital. And in sport, Charlie Dixon could make a shock return to footy this weekend as the Port Adelaide star lines up to play in the SANFL. The Power spearhead has yet to play any footy this year after he had to have a pre-season surgery on his ankle following a contest at training. He suffered a setback in his rehab last month and required a second procedure to clean out some troublesome scar tissue. He was considered to still be 4 to 5 weeks away, but Dixon has responded better than expected after he resumed running. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.